Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding taking lessons from things, or ibrat, as we say in Arabic. You know, this word comes in the Holy Quran many times. For example, in one of the verses of the Holy Quran, we read, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. O ye who have insight, take lesson. Right, so what this implies is that when we encounter an event occurs in front of us, or we see something that occurs in this world, we should stop and think about it and try to take a lesson from it. The believer, you know, he always, this is one of his qualities, this is one of his virtues, and then he doesn't take anything for granted. He tries to draw a lesson from it, a moral lesson, or even he tries to learn something from the things that occur around him. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the believer looks at the world with contemplative consideration, and he only consumes thereof within the bounds of necessity. Right? So this is one of the qualities of the believer, and conversely, people who just, you know, pass by things without contemplating them, without taking a lesson from them, this is one of the qualities of the ignorant person. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, the ignorant one rarely takes lesson from experiences. Right? Experiences that he undergoes, he doesn't take lesson from them. When we say take lesson from these kind of things, we shouldn't mean that, you know, we should try to draw from our experiences and take lessons from them with respect to our worldly life, right? For example, let's say that there's a person, and you know, he enters into a business contract with another person. He becomes a partner with him, and you know, this person fools him, right? And you know, he steals his money, or for example, he runs off with, you know, this person's money, right? So when we say that this person should take a lesson from this experience, this thing that's happened to him, it means that, for example, he should understand that and learn that, you know, the wares of this world, money and these things, are very impermanent. How easy are they, you know, taken away from a person, right? It's not like, for example, knowledge or virtue, which cannot be taken away from a person so easily and so readily if a person really has them, possesses them, right? We don't mean to imply that, oh, this person should, you know, take a lesson from this experience and you know, next time when he enters into a contract with a person, to be careful about it and to, for example, check this person's, you know, previous, you know, history. This is something good, and it is something that a person should, you know, a lesson that a person should learn from this experience. But primarily, these, you know, they want to kind of encourage us to take these kind of religious and spiritual lessons from these events. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, drawing a lesson from an experience leads one to integrity of conduct. It leads one to rishad, or integrity of conduct. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at taking lesson from things and events. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.